Yo, what's up, party people? I am on the air. Here we go. Let's get it. I was waiting for my host to call in. Here we go. Stu Pipes, you there?
Your boy is here in the building.
In the building. What's cracking?
Same shit, different toilet. I'm just spinning around
You
the
know
bowl
it.
today, for real.
Stu Pipes, I'm going to let you go ahead and tell these good people what they in store for. I gave them a little trailer during the week, so why don't you go ahead and finalize that for me, brother?
We'll be just talking about entanglement again. I just felt like last week when we came in, we didn't really talk about the simple fact that it was like a direct manipulation, and I feel like we need to touch a little bit more along the side of like the tactical advantage that she created and how much of a sucker he looked like. And I think that that's what we'll be touching on this week, and get your feelings and thoughts about it as we go around.
All right, cool. I can dig that. Yeah, definitely. I definitely feel you on that. So let's get the introductions popping. It's your boy Ace the Face in the place, live in the 215. I got my man Stu Pipes. Boom. Speak your peace, thing. And then I got my
Yo.
man Gambino. I got Gambino 1100 as well. Go ahead, say what up there, brother.
What the fuck going on?
I was waiting for it. Oh yeah, definitely. So speaking of which, let's just jump right into it. The song. Has anybody heard
Yeah, I heard that shit.
it? Yo, this shit
I'll get
is
some
so
of the
powerful,
song
dog.
called the
This
Entanglement.
nigga, he about to make a career comeback on some
Yeah, I
shit.
ain't gonna lie.
Bless.
They just put him back in the game with that. He back in the game.
All the way back in the game. I heard 2.5
up,
seconds of it.
And then he got Rick Ross on the motherfucker.
Oh, he just
Already.
made a fire track, man.
It's over. That shit going platinum.
That shit going platinum, cuz.
Anything that Ross is on, and I ain't even gonna cap with y'all. Anything that Ross is on, that joint really cool.
And the way Ross was talking on that joint, it sounded like August is like the whole fucking story to me. And he just
Exactly.
said, You know what? I'm gonna write a 16 about this shit.
And then,
I'm gonna write a 16. When 16 ain't
He's
enough, nigga.
This nigga said, we're all set up.
Phil
bar,
and Jada got me something, my powder of will.
What?
Yo, get the fuck out of
again.
here, yo. Already, that's going to be Smash of the Summer. Entanglements. Yo, dog, like, they really put this nigga back on the map. Cause
on the
I'm
map.
not going to necessarily say he was gone for a second, but,
but
I mean, I didn't
he was
hear
on,
any
he was on his
all this
Soulja
shit.
Boy. On his way to being Soulja Boy before I go broke like Jock. You know what I mean? He was on his way. He just made a whole comeback off the entanglement.
Dog,
go
Billboard's
like
going crazy right now, son. Real rap.
Yeah, it's top five right now, and it's trending.
And that's real, dog. That's too crazy. But listen, man, like my man Stu Pasha was saying, that definitely was a super direct attack on the young boy, you know what I'm saying? She went for the gusto. You know what I'm saying?
I want to set the stage though before we get into this conversation, because I just really want niggas to realize. I want dudes to realize how like when I say tactical advantage, it's really like chess and checkers tactical advantage, bro. Like, I don't care how much dick slinging you think you're doing, how many bitches you out here fucking, bro. That's why, like, for real, like, a lot of dudes, you know, avoid women and relationships, and we be looking, sitting up, they be looking at sitting up here, why can't I find a good man? Why can't? Because we got entanglements going on. We got all types of
entanglements flying out this motherfucker.
We got all types of situations and scenarios to deal with, but go ahead, my man Ace. I just wanted to set the table because I feel like we don't really understand that tactical advantage. And the tactical
Yo.
Advantage is not even just having a pussy, bro. It's the
Yo, I was going to say, like, I'm actually looking for you to, you know, school me on some shit here, bro, because, you know, I'm a regular nigga. So, like, you know what I mean? I don't really be thinking about too much. And, you know,
I'm a regular
good.
Nigga.
Man,
I mean, what it means is
I'm a nigga that's not paying attention to no shit like that. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Like, my man try to, you know, single us out like we different or something. We different.
No, no, no. You know what? No, never that, bro. I'm just saying. I don't be paying attention to shit like that. Like, my brain don't be open to shit like that. So I'm actually really looking to learn a couple of things and listen. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I meant. No disrespect, brethren.
No problem, my good brother. So let's get started though. Let's take the class of Stu and how we work.
So a lot of this, I'm gonna say this,
and y'all people might not like it, but a lot of it is this. You know, like what you looking for? You know what I mean? And like I said, I think we covered this like briefly. It's in one of our other episodes. You know, understanding what you looking for, because. Like I said, the tactical advantage that women possess, all of them possess it. Some of them might not understand their tactical advantage, but I'm going to tell you 9 times out of 10, a lot of them do. And if you ever read the 48 Laws of Power, you would know that a lot of women understand the level of power and control and all that stuff that they got. I'm telling you, bro. They just play like they do. They hitting you with the... It's called what is it called? And they one of the most in-depth players of power, and that's people who, you know, have no power or appear to have no power. And a lot of times, you know, in a relationship, or not in a, necessarily in a relationship, but the woman
in an entanglement.
In our entanglement, the woman is viewed as the least powerful, or at least that's what the story. You know, when it all go bad, that's what the story end up being. You know what I mean? He was this, he was that. But a lot of it, you know, I would say that...
Was planned from the get-go, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, like, understanding who you with. Understanding what you could get away with. Listen, like...
See,
when women get into... I'm going to say this, like, you get into a relationship, they thinking about the long game already. Most dudes ain't really thinking about the long game. The long game happened to most dudes on accident. Tell me. If I'm
okay, I get that. Yeah, right. Yo, you know what? I can say that that's got a sense of trueness in it, because, like, yeah, a lot of dudes, we don't be thinking about the long game. Like, you know, we dudes be thinking about the short game. Like, all right, you know, run up the court, bow, score to 10. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not thinking about the fourth quarter when you already, like, scored 16 buckets in the first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect
this. This is tactical advantage one. Like, this is the ability to visualize. You know what I'm saying? They visualize everything. It's almost like a split second. If a female is like you, and I mean like you a lot, they are ready to visualize you, them doing all the gushy stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, this is, but there are two types of females that are out there, you know? And this is where, like, the tactical advantage come in, my good brother. You got...
Yeah, because I feel like in my past, I've been taking advantage of. Right,
just
okay.
Like you got your alpha and your beta males, but you got your alpha and your beta females. Got your alpha females, similar to the alpha male, you know, in almost every way. You know how they carry themselves. You know, it's all about image. All about self,
yep.
And then, you know, when they get with somebody, it's like surface level, blah blah blah. So, but with a woman, you know, most of the time with a man, like that little alpha male shit can be broke, you know, and it could be broke because, you know, niggas is dumb, you know.
Absolutely.
No, seriously, we get swayed into believing. Sometimes, not all the time. So, you know, some of us, like, I'm going to say myself, I can get swayed into believing, you know, a woman is really into me. But, you know, I got to, like I was trying to tell y'all yesterday, like, last week, it's like, I could be with a woman now at this point and be like, yeah, I'm with you, cool. But then when I walk away, it'll be like, I never knew you.
Right.
And the reason.
I hear you.
It's because it's a certain level, you know what I'm saying? It's a certain level. Like, when you approaching that alpha male dog status, whatever you want to call it, You know, you're just not, you're not gonna let certain. I don't love these hoes at all.
Don't let a hoe. There is a distinct difference between hoes and regular women. We gonna acknowledge that because there are some hoes out this motherfucker.
You can go ahead and say that shit.
Fuck the hoes, nigga.
All right, so.
I mean, if we going there, all I'm saying is every female got some hoe in them.
Oh no!
We're not going to act like. No, time out. Because I'm sitting quiet, letting you old motherfuckers talk. But at the end of the day, we ain't going to sit here and act like every female got some whore in them. Every female.
Every person got
kinkiness to them. Every person got a swinger in them. But these fucking females, they could, you never know. With these females, bro, they will introduce you to the nigga busting their ass as their cousin or their friend.
Or the nigga that's helping them move in the new crib.
You done smoke weed with this nigga and all that. And you supposed to believe that. Like, don't get me started on this entanglement shit. You understand it? Because I'm the bull that's been in a lot of entanglement. Nigga, I was the bull. Oh yeah, that's my cousin. This nigga, you know what my name is? You know what my name is to these females, kids, bro?
Uncle
you know what my name is, bro?
Go ahead. Uncle Step Daddy, bro.
That's how I carry it. Uncle Step Daddy, bro. Like, that's how you gotta carry it. You can't, but it's fucked up. You get attached to the kid. But you know what? I'm going to say this right now. I seen this meme, and it's the realest shit I ever seen. It was Jada Pinkett laying on the couch, and it said, if put it on him and make you want to marry me with a person. And I'm like, yo, dang, never fucking lie. Because the way this bitch takes pictures. Bro, you can see it now when you look at pictures of Jada Pinkett, bro. You can see the little, this bitch, something better.
That's enlightenment pussy you were talking about, correct?
If y'all had to see the close-ups, though, like the red table talk, you can see it. When they started doing a little close-up on the red table talk, I was like, oh, yeah, this shorty right here is tactical. She's tactical out here. And she looked at Will, like she studied Will's face. Like I want to know what she got on Will because she gotta have something on my man for that to be the. Cause I'm out. I'm telling you, I'm Will Smith. I'm out.
Yeah, that's the dog. That's the guy. Shout out to the goat. You already know. But like, man, I feel that you could be correct because like I don't really think that like he would let not saying let as in. On some like super abrasive or like abrupt type shit, like you know, stop shit. But like, I don't think he would let that whole shit go down. I don't think he would be willing to sit down on live television and talk about the entire situation.
I don't know, bro. But up until this point, you know, like this is where I was getting my relationship advice. Like Will Smith, you know what I mean? Like I said last week, I was hurt because I said I wanted to pink it, right? I told the shorty, like, yo. Yeah, I want my data because I was like real. I thought that like you know with the way Will Smith met Jada Pinkett was cool. Like, he was in a whole relationship, right? But real like he really didn't love the joint he was with.
His first son's wife. I mean, his first son's mother.
Yeah,
correct?
You know what I mean? He told her, "I don't love you," but she divorced me. You know what I mean? Like
that's crazy, yo. It's crazy you was talking about a meme. I saw one of the realest memes, and I honestly think it's probably one of the funniest memes ever. And it was like, when you want to kill it, but all that means is you're going to be with Tupac. And it just had Will and, like, the I Am Legend joint, like, you know what I'm saying, with the scrunched up face and shit. I'm like,
man.
God,
it's
damn.
They doing
I'm
it's
like,
fucked
oh,
up. It's fucked up.
That's the,
oh, no, it's funny as shit. You talking about when the joint, they said when you want to kill her, but she going to end up with Tupac.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, I'm sorry, because, I mean, it sounds like that I'm on the hate side, and it sounds like I'm making fun of
it's
Will.
It's a meme with this nigga's face on it, bro. it's a meme with this nigga face on it, bro, and he crying. Mm. And then he like, when you want to kill her, but she just gonna end up with Tupac and shit.
Right.
I'm like, damn.
Right. The internet takes no law. The internet takes no prisoners, bro. The internet is you either win or you lose against the internet, and 9 times out of 10 you're going to lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is ridiculous, man. It don't, my man Will, like that. It's crazy. But yeah, let's continue further in these entanglements. Like, yo, have y'all ever? All right, so y'all said y'all been in entanglement situations. Like, yo, for real, I've been to August in the shit. Like, I keep it a buck, and this is like when I first got into, like,
man,
the relationship. Yeah, I was the nigga that was the marionette, bro. Like, I was the puppet.
Oh, somebody,
like, I was. Yeah.
Somebody put it down, and you fell in love. They said, I'm gonna put it down,
like,
you're gonna fall in love.
Something like that. And then purposely played the fuck out of it in front of everybody. Shit was crazy.
Oh, you said it was
purposely? Fuck off, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, it felt like it. There's no way to this day.
Like, I mean, on the World Wide Web, which is probably worse than TV now. But, yeah, like, I'm cool.
Way worse.
I'm shooting at her.
I ain't gonna lie, and I know this is kind of fucked up to say, I am not gonna lie. I kind of want to fuck Jada Pinkett now.
Like, oh, shit.
I do. I just want to see what that
is. Because she was on some monster. See, but she disrespected my man. She hit him with the whole monster ball. I want to make me feel good. What the?
You know what that means? Will wasn't fucking her like she was a whore. He was fucking her. He was making love. See, this is the whole thing.
But ain't that what women want?
See, let me tell you something right now. The way you keep this shit hot, steamy, nigga, you gotta fuck your girl like she's a hoe. You fuck her like you just met her over and over again. I'm talking about whatever kinky shit you thinking in your head, but yeah, like, bitch, open your mouth, spit in the mouth, smack her. Yeah, all that cool shit. Like, August was
the
young stallion.
Like, you fuck around and smack her. Listen, look, if you a nigga like me, August, you got these strong ass hands, you smack a bitch. No! Wait, nigga. No, nigga, I ain't fucking with it.
Listen, boy. Don't get me started, bro.
I'm not saying I did.
Don't get me started, bro. Like, listen, I don't even want to go there. But long story short,
yeah.
Will and Jada lost that spark. Will ran into some young pussy. She ran into the young stallion taking pictures in his briefs and shit. August bust that thing down. Will, they worked it out, and she left him alone, and he turned into the hoe. He turned into the...
She brought him on a red table talk.
But she wasn't... But after that, though, why you hopping your feelings, bro?
Oh, you talking about him?
Yeah.
Oh, that nigga...
Apparently, she stopped fucking with you, so why you hopping your feelings? Like, why you coming on this joint out all this shit that happened years ago because you upset? You fucking bitch.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, man. Like, you know, he definitely did say he was hurt, man. And I guess that snappy dugout, I guess that should have do that shit to you.
That's why I don't prescribe to love. I don't think that love is an actual thing anymore. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, it's about, you know, working it out fundamentally. How can I exist with you long enough not to hate you?
No,
that's pretty much my definition of love right now. It's like, no,
that love is definitely out there. You know what I'm saying? I like to think that it's out there, like that it's thriving.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? It's a little dark out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not being the light isn't its shine on. Like, you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Everybody on them, I'm doing them shit. Like,
I don't know why y'all just don't want to live in the real world. Like, dog, why don't y'all just... This is why the world needs more of me, bro. Everybody is fucking each other out here. This is fucked up 2020 out this bitch.
Yo, if the world had more you, there'd be so much more people. Because, like, y'all would just be populated and not stop. You know what I'm saying?
That's the whole thing, though. Ain't that what the world been doing?
Yeah. Yeah, we can say that. We can
we
say that.
We play overpopulation and famine now. Motherfuckers can't even see they family. But, you know what I'm saying? That's a flaw in our infrastructure, but that's because we moved to the industrial age. But that's a conversation for another time where, you know, moving us into the industrial age stripped us of our real skills and talents and limited us and really subjugated us to this kind of lifestyle and took a lot of our freedom away. Versus the actual freedom that we had. It might have been a little bit of a tougher life for some niggas who really didn't want to work. But, like, as you see, if they don't work, they don't eat. But we want somebody else time. But we'll talk about that later. We'll definitely get into that at some point, the Industrial Revolution, how it changed our family households.
Yeah, definitely. That's for later down the road. Listen,
yeah,
man.
Think about it, man. I'm telling you, just think about it. If we was out here doing our savage thing, you know, out here just getting pussy, building houses, you know, fucking hunting and gathering and, like, making our own shit, it'd be a different place. It'd be a different manlier man world, bro.
It'd be a different manlier man. Okay. I dig it. So it's like, all right, so what my bad. Go ahead, brother. I was about to ask
you a question. No, go ahead, bro. That's why this over the phone shit don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely wanted to get back into the studio session. I just had to take a little time this week, you know what I'm saying? I had to get back into the schedule of the job. You know how that goes, y'all. You know what I mean? But I'm thinking like this, right? Like, as far as, like, let's just look at it from an open perspective. Like, there's a lot of women taking advantage of these men out here. Like, that's real. But it's like, I feel when it comes to, like, the woman's perspective that they, like you said, bro, they have 99% of the lies. Like, they have 99%. We just got one. You feel what I'm saying? So I really feel like when it's brought up, it's like, and mind you, I'm not bashing any women in any way. I respect them. But, like, yeah,
plausible,
like,
deniability because they women. You know what I'm saying? Plausible deniability.
Right. Right. You understand me? Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I feel like when it comes to this entanglement shit.
She's been swinging her pussy for years up and down the same block that fucks all your homies, bro. Like,
I just feel like they get away, like you said, they get away with more. But it's like,
Hold up. I'm not even trying to stop you, though. But I'm not even going to stop you. Let's not count the females that don't count the bitches that they eat their pussy and shit like that, too. That count, too.
Oh, shit. Damn, see, you all around the board with it. Like, you know what I mean?
All of them drunk-ass miscellaneous nights with your best friend and, oh, yeah, bitch, we ain't going to talk about this and all that. Yeah, all that shit count. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
secret mileage is a thing.
If my best friend was a woman, you know what I'm saying? And like my best friend is a woman, like, you're gonna automatically assume that I don't fuck my best friend, which, you know, I haven't. But it is the ultimate assumption is always there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never gonna get the benefit of the doubt that my friend is not going to ever really be able to be my friend while we're together.
Especially if your friend not ugly.
Yeah, you know how that goes. You know what I'm saying?
But
your best friend that licked your pussy a million times, and I ain't supposed to know that.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to be cool with
that. That's like my sister.
That's my thing, man.
We grew up together.
Like, the fuck? Last time I said sisters, they do that. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's basically like, yo. So it's like for me, like, and it's, what signs would you tell men to look out for? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not even saying like we all professionals and we just, you know what I mean, out here. I mean, you know, Bino, I know you got your
nigga, I know a lot. You want me to run it down? You want me to run it down for him? Do you want me to run it down?
Man, give me Bino's perspective, bro, because that's what I'll be waiting for.
How to spot somebody that'll pull you into an entanglement.
All right, this is how you spot somebody that'll pull you into an entanglement, right? By Bino. Listen.
By Bino.
If they can dish it but can't take it, that's entanglement shit. If they can never admit when they fucking wrong, when they know they, when you proven to them they wrong, that's entanglement shit.
Okay.
When when they never want to give you credit a valid point that you proved, or when you call them on it, they find some way to spin that motherfucker around
on you.
That's entanglement shit. You get what I'm saying?
That's entanglement shit. I do.
Like,
I hear you loud and clear, yeah.
When
so
when
like,
you sit up there and
all right, go ahead, keep going.
That is just an entanglement. Instead of owning your shit, that's entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
That's entanglement shit. So yo, I got another question though. So like, why do you think that like, why do you think women? And I'm not like asking like I said once again. I'm just asking as general. This is just conversation between me and my boys. Like, why do you think
the commentary? You know, we appreciate the lead of the show. Keep asking your questions, bro. You're doing great.
Facts, like why? But why, like, why is it that women pry and search for a certain? Like, I feel like they search for a certain type of man.
Because it's easy. Because it's easy. Because we're not gonna fucking argue with them. Because we're not gonna argue with them. Because at the end of the day, they can fucking argue all day, all night. They can argue all day, all night.
They just really want somebody to shut up. And
they just want them. They just want you to shut the fuck up and let them be right, even when them bitches be wrong. And no, I'm not one of them niggas, bitch. You're wrong. Fuck is you talking about? Like.
So yo, I'm just saying it went from females to bitches real quick.
We used to not care, you know what I mean? We used to be in these situations and really not care, not say that because we had our own shit going on.
But I still don't care. It's when you insult my intelligence.
That's where I'm at.
Like, do you want me to turn into Ike Turner off this?
Oh
thing?
No, see,
not saying I will. First of all, both of y'all niggas some suckers. Because at the end of the day, y'all not about to act like nobody ever played with y'all the words, though. Y'all didn't feel like this bitch really testing my hand. So
yeah,
we not
wait
about
a minute.
To do that.
Wait a minute.
We
that's
not
what
I'm saying.
That,
but I just told you
I was the motherfucking puppet, bro. I just told you I was on
the
string about this motherfucker.
Yeah, I was
the puppet, dog. I was ready to blow my fucking top, no homo.
Dude,
I was the fucking tea kettle. Like, I'm whistling, nigga. I'm steaming, man. And then I do, like I said, shit done blatantly, bro. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Man. Yo, I'm dead ass, bro. So, no, like, fuck, I hear exactly what you're saying. Like, yeah, I've been tested a couple of times. I'm just really, really glad that I'm at where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, as a man, like, I think about that every day. I'm like, yo, I'm really glad to be where I'm at. Like, you know, just at a different, like, I never been one of the niggas that was pressed. Like, I never had to chase a whole, I never had to chase women in my life. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't have some, I think, more of the chance encounters that people probably would never imagine to have. And, like, and then I'd be like, yo, this really wasn't supposed to happen. So that ain't never been the question. But it's been, like, more about, like, avoiding these chance encounters. I feel like I catch these chance encounters and them Jones lead me down the rabbit hole with some weirdos. Or not even necessarily a weirdo, just like some real. I'm like I said before, I'm a hopeless romantic, so I really be out here looking for love. That's why I said I ain't on that no more. I can't be on that. That all that, because it don't work in our society right now, bro. That's why, like, I don't chase. I'm not out here looking. My only concern right now is to achieve maximum bag status. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
bag.
I love my
absolutely.
And make sure my daughter is maximum bag status. You know what I mean? Like,
that's why I don't get how August can make a song "Don't Go Looking for Love" and then you fucking fall in love.
I was just about to get
because,
into that.
Man,
Jesus
because,
Christ.
Because whatever she got, like we said last week, you know, I think it might be in that top 10. You know, greatest snatches of all time.
Erykah Badu and Jada.
Erykah Badu, Jada,
yeah.
And what's another life trasher? Any Kardashian, you know, like snatch.
I think we need to have a segment on the good and bad of good pussy.
There are pros and cons to that. There are
Do we
the
have
pros
cons
and there are definitely the cons.
Because if we really want to start, I believe this entanglement shit started with Robin Givens and Mike Tyson.
Shit, that shit can go further back than that. If you want to, like, take it back, we're going to take Marilyn Monroe and John F. Kennedy type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit been going, this
I mean,
shit been going on since
Elvis
before
and,
time.
What's Elvis? Who is
yeah,
Elvis?
We could go, you can go Elvis and motherfucking Priscilla.
Priscilla, he was busting.
And Priscilla. Dude, I hear that.
Vivica Fox, Entanglement.
And 50. Oh, man.
Entanglement.
Mm. Yeah, like.
Sierra from Bow Wow, The Future, the Russell Simmons. Oh, I said Russell Simmons.
All right, hold on. Time out. I don't think that. Yeah, I don't think we could really count Sierra, bro. We
you know,
really.
Like,
because
that was Bow Wow.
Hold up. Yeah, let's
time out.
I'm so glad you said that because I was just about to ask a question about, like, from the perspective of us. But go ahead. Continue what you was about to say.
Time out. Now, in Sierra defense, I believe everybody here thought Sierra had a dick for about 2-3 years.
Fact. Oh, shit, yeah, yeah.
Fact. That wasn't her fault, though.
That wasn't her fault. But everybody thought Sierra had a dick for like 2-3 years.
Bad news.
And then when Bow Wow had her, we found out, all right, she a girl, girl.
All
right. Like, okay? Right. Now, after her and Bow Wow broke up, she was off the scene for a little bit. She was doing her music shit. Bang, she pop out with Reggie Bush. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, shit. Damn, I forgot about that.
Damn, short-lived NFL career.
That's pop out with Reggie Bush. Remember, like, a boy video.
Okay, facts.
Her and Reggie stopped talking, okay?
His career went...
His career went kaput.
I mean, I don't... But I don't think that's even her fault either. I feel like that was the Lito Shepherd hit.
You know, he never came back from that.
But that was like welcome to football. You could tell you don't.
He ain't never come back from that, bro.
That
he was scared to run and catch footballs after that shit.
Facts. That thing had nothing to do with the pussy that she had.
But as you can see though, even before then, like she'll pop out every now and again. And then the last time she popped out was with Future. That was his bitch for a little bit till he got her knocked. He did the nigga shit, left her alone. That goes to show, ladies, it don't matter if you got fucking money or not. If a nigga won't leave you the fuck alone, he's going to leave you the fuck alone. Just like Angela Simmons, this bitch waited all her life to lose her virginity for the nigga to get booked and leave her the fuck alone. Now, that's either here nor there.
And now she choosing.
When you could have gave the pussy to Yo Gotti.
Or you could have gave it to Romeo.
Romeo was an eligible candidate.
But hold up. But not only is he an eligible candidate, he been pushing her for like years. No cap. Even on her
top. Hello? Well, it looks like my guys might have hung up there by accident. We're going to give them a few minutes, y'all. They're going to come back. Oh, boy. Yeah, these things, this thing's funny when it goes live. Well, let me text them, let them know. Yeah, my guys are radical. I love them to death, though. I just had to get some views. Wow. Things are all the way there. I really hope they call back, though. Because other than that, it's just me on the air, y'all. And I ain't talking about shit. But I was about to get into the things of, like, why do men, you know, why do they, what about the woman and what they doing makes us go so, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, I can answer that from my own perspective because, of course, it has to deal with the pussy, you know what I'm saying? But, all right, here we go. They coming back.
Yo, gang, my fault. The other phone checked out, bro. That's all we had to ask. Two in the studio.
I figured that. I was just, as I was talking to the people, I was just about to ask y'all, like, yo, what is it about? Like, don't get it twisted. I'm a man. I know pussy make us go crazy, but I mean,
hold on, bro. Before you make your point, I feel like that's the tactical advantage. Like a lot of niggas ain't brave enough to say, oh yeah, pussy. I love pussy. Like period. You know what I mean? And like, yeah. I don't think a lot of niggas is brave enough to say that, and then go out and live a lifestyle to where like. It's in my life as a regiment, and I'm not like because this is what I be trying like tell a lot of niggas is like you gotta have like it's gotta be like a regiment. You can't be like like when you get her, you can't be
like press for it.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they know. They know that's what you're there for. You know what I'm saying? They know that's what you're there for.
So
your game gotta be more well-rounded, like, than just to be, like, that's why I say they more tactically equipped, because they already know what you're there for. So all them other questions about, oh, you love me, this and the third, do you want to be with me? That's a game to them, too. So, some of them, a lot of them, for real, bro. And they know, because some niggas.
That's why with girls, a lot of them be like, that's why with girls, they laugh at niggas and they be like, damn, sweetheart, how you doing? Like, nigga, come on now.
Nigga.
Like, nigga, stop. Like, what's up? Like, you mean? Like, what's up for real, for real? Like, what's up? Like, and it's female, and you know what it is? And I'm going to speak on it as a man because it happened to me, and I caught myself doing it. Sometimes when a female come at you like that, like, all, when they move them bushes out the way, it fuck you up a little bit.
Because
you like, ho, like, oh, all right, like, damn, she on the same type time I'm on, if not more. Like, she more on go than I'm on go. Like, and they fuck with you a little bit. You like, oh, damn, like, she on some nigga shit. You feel me? Like,
she on some nigga shit.
Really not. It's just really been.
It's her, really not, though.
Her just not wanting to play the game with
she
you,
just
bro.
Not with the, that exactly. Her, like, with the, she's not with the game.
She's not with the games, like, but, you know what I mean? And that, and that's the true definition of them alpha dog females that you see in it. And like,
yeah,
like, or I ain't gonna cap, but the ones that will play the game with you, to me, are more like that second level. Cause the ones that ain't scared to be like, yo, what you want? You know what I'm saying? Like, this, all right, tell me what you want, maybe.
Yeah.
If not,
what happened?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, real
rap, bro. That ain't no joke. But that's
like,
that's A1. That's A1 quality.
Like, I had girls really ask me, like, what you want? Fuck.
But,
like,
that's A1 quality.
Like,
you find yourself in that situation.
If a female asks you that you want, that's like niggas, ace. No, that's like me and you and Stu. We motherfucking in the store getting some food and Rihanna walking that bitch. And out of everybody, she come at you. She come right at you, Ace. Yeah. Like, you hit her with the, damn, what's going on? She was like, come on now. Like, what's up? Like, what's up? Like,
that's how I'm trying to hit
him.
You don't know this.
What you want, my number,
nigga?
Or, like,
throw me the fuck off.
Yeah, like, if she really hit you up, damn, what's up? Nigga, she know you want a bagger. She like, what you want, my number? Give me your phone. But, give me your phone. Put my number in your phone.
It's crazy y'all saying this, because it's like I said, in the past, I've been in this situation, so I ask these questions from my own perspective, and now it's like, looking at it, I'm like, all right, I learned more about myself back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't worried about that shit now because I'm happy where I'm at now. You feel what I'm saying? But like,
don't ever lose your tactical skills, bro. You gotta keep your tactical skills sharp. Not out there hunting. I'm saying, like,
no, don't fuck up a good situation.
Don't fuck up a good situation.
Oh,
I'm
no.
not saying that.
Hell
but
no.
I mean,
because I'm gonna be real with you.
Don't let them go. Don't let them go.
Nigga like me
downhill.
I tell you, boy.
Savages in the game, right?
I throw this pressures up in them, and I give them an entanglement. You understand me?
You understand me?
At this point, I don't know. I think I'm tired of that. But I don't really want that entanglement lifestyle, man. I don't want nothing for real. I keep telling y'all, none of that. No.
Yo, all right, so are we done with the entanglement segment? Because I got a couple of 9+10s that I kind of want to talk about. Like, this thing has been festering
on
my mind.
Come on, bring it in, fellas. But with the 9+10 real quick, before we go into that, I did, before you go and give yours, like, I have an honorable mention. Shout out to Dave Chappelle. This is not a 9+10, but shout out to Dave Chappelle going out to really check on Kanye. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, God. Nobody gives a fuck about Kanye.
It's funny you said that.
I didn't
want to
be president. Like, I'm not voting for him, but
I'm not voting for that fucking coon.
I'm not voting for him either. It's funny you said that motherfucking name, because that was one of the 9+10s for me.
Oh,
Kanye,
man, bring it on.
My idol. Kanye used to be my idol, bro. I used to look up to that man. Like, and
me too, bro.
The Kanye. Most recent
Where
shit that he said.
Here, boy.
I used to fuck with Kanye so heavy.
I don't.
Now he's
like,
a fucking.
I don't know what the fuck he is, bro, because he's too fucking educated to say the dumb shit that
no,
he said.
No, that's what B just said. Stu just said it. That Kardashian pussy. Everybody that fucked with a Kardashian lost their fucking marbles. Everybody.
Bruh.
Everybody.
All of them.
So y'all telling me that
into a girl.
Got something to do with that.
Listen, they dad turned. First of all, check out this shit right here.
I don't.
Check out this shit right here. Check out. No. You know I don't give a damn.
I know. I'm
listen.
Go ahead.
They mother was fucking OJ, the lawyer, and Chris at the same time. Okay.
Chris.
Like,
Chris is the mom.
Bro.
You mean Bruce?
Bro. Bruce was fucking Bruce. The lawyer that got him off and O.J. Simpson. Nigga, that pussy got power to it. How do you, the nigga, bro, you got your,
you
the
did.
Motherfucker, you was, I think the nigga she was talking to was her husband at the time, the lawyer. You got your husband to get your, to get the nigga that's piping you off. And then you get married to the Olympic gold medalist boy years later, turn into a female. Then your daughters come out with this crazy ass vagina. One of your daughters get rich, gets popping off porn.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
She got popping
off a sex tape, bro.
Pop.
She was a nobody.
And Kanye never failed to mention it.
Like,
I hit it.
Now, peep this here. Kim Kardashian blew up off the sex tape. Ray J went down off the sex tape. How the fuck that happened?
Because I got fun.
Damn, so Kanye been dealing with that entanglement pussy for a while.
Yeah, one
damn,
word.
Damn, got two kids by it and all that shit. Damn, that pussy fucked my man head up. Yo, it had to, because where the fuck did that comment come from? The nigga said Harriet Tubman didn't. Where did it come from? Like, bro, like, all right, now, y'all remember when Kanye said George Bush doesn't like black people? We knew where that stemmed from. There were facts behind that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not necessarily saying that George Bush didn't give a fuck about black people, but in my eyes, fuck that nigga. He didn't care about us. Same way Trump. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the same way Trump is right now. But like I'm saying, like, he had validation behind that. We stood behind that man for everything he said. But then to get older... Like, when you get older, you're supposed to get wiser. To be on the level of stature that you're at, in front of where your words grab the attention of millions, and then you whiff and say some shit like that. That's the point where it's like, yo, what the fuck happened? Even though y'all just answered it. But it's like, yo, Kanye, you really... And I get Dave Chappelle went to go sit and check on, but no, are you fucking serious, bro? Bro,
I mean, is you really
serious,
surprised,
bro.
Though? Is you really surprised?
Yo,
this the thing,
yo, you want to know? You want to know? Yes. To say
this
Harriet Tubman didn't lead, to even mention the ancestors in to go work for what when they were trying to escape? What? How?
Bro, this the same. I don't know why people are acting like he like this shit so surprising. It's the same motherfucker that said slavery was a choice.
Dog.
This was the same thing that said slavery was a choice.
She
was like, how can people,
dumb,
this is the whole
yo,
thing with me, bro.
And tried to find a way to defend him when he
and
said
this
that.
And this the whole thing with me, bro. As I said before, bro.
I tried to rationalize.
As
that,
I said, no, it ain't no rationalizing it, bro. Like, this
no,
the whole
no,
thing
no,
with
no,
me.
Yeah.
This the whole thing with me, bro.
What's
that? As I said before, bro, I live in the fucking gray area, bro. That nigga Ben lost his fucking mind. It's the same nigga that said slavery was a choice on national TV, like, on an interview with Sway. Like, bro, you're a fucking clown, bro. Y'all really shocked that he said this shit? Like, y'all really, genuinely shocked that he said this shit? He's been
like,
burnt
you
out,
would think,
bro.
You would think that
he's
he
been
would
burnt.
Fucking come around, bro. You would think that
bro,
somebody
you can't
that
come
fucked
back.
Up that...
Bro, look at the shit he was doing. Look at the shit he was doing. First of all, he say that he got the first of all, before he does that, he has the Make American Great Again shit on. He's popping up at these press conferences. He's talking. He's openly supporting this motherfucker. Then he goes further.
That's what he's done
slavery
with it now.
Was a choice. Slavery was
well,
a choice.
Right.
Like, bro, cut it out, bro.
He shouldn't have been,
I'm not shocked at all
been,
by this shit.
He shouldn't have been in that office talking to him, conversating with him at all. Like, you can kind of, you can say anything to try and sugarcoat it, say you were trying to be strategically aware or strategically ahead. No, I don't believe that. You shouldn't have been anywhere near that man, but to say fuck you, sir, and yeah, like you, I'm coming for you, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, fuck out of here. So, like, I definitely
and yet
I definitely
again,
like, but it's,
and
it's,
yet
it's
again,
shocking.
I don't know if I said it.
Terrible.
I don't know if I said it last episode, but I'm gonna say it this episode. I want to say I tip my hat off a million times to Nick Cannon. I fuck with that man.
Yo,
like,
absolutely.
I fuck with that man so heavy.
Absolutely.
And I already liked him. Now, I'm going to say this. I already liked him, like, because of the show and all that shit. Like, I you're a funny boy. But as a man, bro, as a black man, bro, that he's
yeah.
different, bro. And I like that nigga.
Absolutely.
Like,
he stands,
seriously.
He stands
like,
up for what he believes in and is not afraid to say it. And honestly, the fact that us as a people clown that man for, like, why? Like, yo, like, we really almost drove that man to suicide, if you honestly ask me. Like, bro, he's standing up for us. He's giving us information, like those poetic words that he speaks, the most recent I Can't Breathe one, like, for shit like that. Like, bro, to really say some things like that, that open and like, agitate the membranes in our mind to get us woke, to get us, like, on the same page. Like, yo, and for him to take the time out of his rich life and such to give that back to us, to put that knowledge into us, like to grow. Like, you know what I'm saying? For us to really treat that man how we did, I'm disappointed, bro. Like, because that man got on TV, spoke his truth, then got denied by the white, like, and when I say the white person, I'm not saying all white people are this cut out thing to be evil, but it's just in this particular segment, why would you have that man not say what the fuck he thought was right if you didn't feel some type of way about it, Mr. White Man? Like, you know what I'm saying? So to those type of white folks, it's like, for him to say what he said, get shut up by a white man, apologizing, and then get shut up by the black community for apologizing? What? No, y'all should have stood behind him. Like, we should have stood behind him. I'll take accountability, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what else I could have done, but, like, we should have stood behind him. Like,
the thing is, In these situations, like, what can you really do? Like, how can you stand behind? I mean, yeah, you cannot laugh at him. You cannot say some negative shit on Twitter. You can repost. You know what I mean? But really, really, like, and this is where I feel like it's so much deeper than supporting that man. It's so much deeper than that, because, like, if you support him, but you don't go ahead and change your mindset and then start moving forward and start, like, not walking in that man image, but putting some of that same action in that you put in, then you ain't doing shit.
That is the absolute, like you got to put some effort forward. Like listen,
yeah.
like the one episode we did, when and not to, like, bring it up out of spite, when Bino wasn't there, we were talking about slavery and the stuff that we looked up. Like, yo, looking that stuff up, it really opened some stuff in my mind, bro. And then listening to the things that Nick Cannon said, it's like, why? And I can't quote it verbatim. You know what I mean? I'm not, like, a super analyst or anything like that. But, like, listening to the things he said, reading to the articles, it's like, I don't see anywhere where he said that's wrong. Because we live in Philadelphia where the black Israelites are around. And they say the things that he said. And if you look things up in the Bible and if you do your research, and not every blog or everything is right, but if you know what to look for and you know what credentials are validated, like, a lot of the things that he said weren't incorrect. You know what I'm saying? That they weren't incorrect. Like, think about when Shine went back to Jerusalem. Shine went to Jerusalem. Yeah, Hebrews were of a darker skin color. Like, it's insane to think that one race of people just come from one race of people.
I mean,
all people
Malcolm
were
X
on
was labeled
earth.
As a radical,
you
but now
me?
We believe in them.
Exactly. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm saying, it's weird,
though.
Man. It's that's crazy. Now, my next topic,
but now we believe in his thought.
I mean, I ain't gonna say
when everything was placed right there. Everything was placed for us right there, bro. It was placed in front of our faces. Now, I got a question. I got another question. I want to make sure this is true. It has been confirmed that Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion, correct?
Yeah, I heard that shit, but it was an accident.
I didn't really look into it. I
was it an accident? Because I was about to say it was gonna be my nonplus thing. It's like, what the fuck did you pull a gun on it for?
Well, you know they was fucking with each other.
Oh, they was.
No, I did not. I did not know that.
Yeah, they've been fucking with each other, and it was an accident and shit, and the gun went off and shit, and it hit around her foot.
Okay. That saves a little bit of my breath. It was like, what the fuck?
No, like, I mean, you know, motherfuckers betting on it and all that shit. Like, you
same
know, the Harlem
shit,
Night
in the media,
girls,
right? That's why
like,
I'm asking these questions before I was
like,
asking
no,
myself
she,
on live.
She went on and she cleared it up. Like, you mean, it was an accident. He ain't fucking mean it. You feel me? Like, shit like that and all that. She just was on the shade room in the pool and shit. Like, she cool. Like, I don't know if that shit really hit her. I don't know if it grazed her, but I know she got tagged. So, it probably did hit her foot.
Shoot me. I want to see what it feels.
And that's
like,
why I really try not to let the media dictate anything I be listening to.
I know women like that. I want to shoot the gun. I want to know what it feels like. And then when they shoot the gun, be all,
that shit in they fucking head.
Oh. No, I know somebody, they got their skin took off by the Glock.
Long story short, man. Keep your guns away from your girl.
Yeah, I think that is a very, very valid point to make. Keep your gun away from anybody that's not prepared to use that motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that shit is real. Like, the light part that I wanted to get out of it was I'm just very glad that Megan Thee Stallion is all right. Because, like Stu and you just said, there's situations that happen like that, and it's the complete opposite. Like, the motherfucker doesn't walk away. You know what I'm saying? And people end up in very bad situations. And I don't wish nothing bad on Tory at all. I just didn't. I was hoping that it wasn't, like, I pulled a gun on the shorty type case because, you know, you never know which motherfuckers are crazy out here, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Never know. Especially now.
You never know,
bro. We could be doing our
shit. Look at all the entanglements. You don't know who got that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to everything we talked about, everything is a complicated relationship with something. And that's the definition of an entanglement. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some crazy shit going on out in this world, y'all. And I'm not with it. I'd rather stay focused, stay woke, listen up to my black folks, and just spread positive energy to all. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that we all can be out here and live in a cultured world. But at the same time, you got to fight.
That's it, man. Grinding, making moves. I just feel like peace and love and, like, trying to, I mean, yo, I hate the pyramid, bro. I really do. I hate the concept of a pyramid scheme because I just see it go so bad all the time. Like, but for real,
yeah,
man,
but
like,
it's a common scheme. That shit is around. Motherfuckers are trying to be at the top and make everybody else be at the bottom fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
But we really got to build, you know what I mean? We got to build something, bro. Like, as a people, we got to build some type of organization, some type of foundation for long-term sustainability.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
And that has to be, like, now. You know what I'm saying? It's like a 401k. Get that joint now.
Absolutely. I saw this post, and, like, you know, I wanted to be one of my closing statements. It was like a post that said, like, to my millennials. It was someone, because it was a common friend that had sent it to, like, to my millennials. Learn to invest your money in stocks and bonds now so that by the time you get older, you won't be working as hard as you are now to stay alive. Like, that's something, it's not verbatim, but something along that line. And I think stuff like that really isn't taught because, well, it's taught, but it's not received. Because I was taught that stuff at a young age, but I didn't start understanding like stuff about stocks, bonds, and putting money in your savings account or like a CD account and letting it flip so that when you do get older, you're not putting your body on all that stress. You're actually just coasting. Like, if you're not already into retirement, when you're up where you are, you're working, but you're coasting into retirement to where you can make your money work for you. I really think that stuff like that needs to be spread amongst everybody. You know what I mean? Because shit's real out here, as that's the motto. You feel me?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, yeah.
Y'all got anything else y'all want to say?
No, I was listening to you. I feel what you were saying and all that. You know, he Stu had a long day working and all that, so you know.
Likewise, I'm ready to close this out. I want to close this out on a good note. Just say thank y'all, brothers, for bearing with me, man. Absolutely, I appreciate y'all. Like, you know, next time, hopefully, we can all get together.
No problem, Joe Clark. You know, I got you, Mr.
Joe Clark.
Any shout outs? Anything you want to give anybody?
Shout out to Joseph Boyd and shout out to Complex and shout out to the friend of Complex.
Shout out to Seth.
Queen K.
This one I know she makes you drink. I ain't had one before, but it's a lot of buzz on these natural drinks that she be making. They like the naked, but they homemade.
Okay.
Yo, check her out.
You know what?
I'm going to post her Instagram on our page. I just thought Kim Jones was pretty dope. And her marketing, you know, to be her own businesswoman, she really doing it.
What's her name? Say it again for the people.
I think it's called Sassy Sips.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going
to put it on the page and all that.
I have another wonderful young black woman that's out here doing business, and I believe her name is Rebecca, and her page is called Beck Affairs, and what she specializes in is catering of any event. She customizes cakes, cupcakes, food. She sets up dinners. Like, listen, when I post this page, y'all going to see the impressive stuff that our newbie and queens are out here doing. You feel me? Because like, I want to have her cater an event a couple of times. Like, I got something coming from her that's going to be real nice and it's going to be real special for somebody special in my life. You feel me? So I want to make sure that we get it right. Beck Affairs, BECKAFFARS on Instagram. And y'all go check that wonderful woman's stuff out. She is out here killing the game, y'all. Successful and just laying down the blueprint of what we all can do if you put your mind to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I completely dig it, bro. It's a great thing. That's why I was like, yo, man, like the COVID, you know what I mean, messed a lot of stuff up, but it also like opened a lot of doors. I seen a lot of hustle come out.
Absolutely.
And it just made me smile because I admit, like, if you don't know, I grew up in Philly in the 90s, and hustling was like, and I mean, real hustling happened in the 90s in Philly, like real hustling, bro. So it was just good to see when they grind every day, niggas on their grind, just making this dollar.
Them motherfuckers and, good to see these fellow brothers and sisters out here, yeah.
I see it, man. We just want to wrap this thing up tonight with just some shout out, you know, just trying to improve black business and keep it moving. Any other fashion brands that you got on deck that you want to shout out?
Oh yeah, always. My man DC, Dynamic Culture Apparel. Y'all can find him under Dynamic_Culture_Apparel on Instagram. And he makes the things, and like you said, it's plenty of black business out here. He makes it for us, by us. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, shout out my man DC, man, and that's my last shout out, man. You know, shout out positivity in black people. You feel me? And the white people that's, you know, not
all people and black though. You know what I mean? We just trying to get ahead of the game. Like I'm telling
Absolutely.
You, we playing a chess game where we down.
It's our lives at stake. It's our life. Yeah, we're the pawns automatically. We got to find out how to be a pawn.
I'm a pawn, but I'm going to just say
I'm playing with it. I'm playing down a couple pieces. But, you know.
Well, that's it, folks. We're going to holler. I'll holler at y'all brothers later. See y'all next week.
Next week, my good brother.
All right. Go ahead, Bino. You know, say we out, bro. You know, do your thing.
We out this motherfucker.
Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. And you don't got to go home.
Have a good night.
But you got to get the
fuck up out of here. Have a good night, y'all. Peace out.